Mark chapter 12. And he began to speak to them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard, set a hedge about it, dug a place for the wine vat, built a tower, lent it out to farmers, and went into a far country. And at the season he sent to the farmers a servant, so that he might receive from the farmers some of the fruit of the vineyard. And they caught him, beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent to them another servant, and at him they cast stones and wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully handled. And again he sent another, and they killed him, and many others, beating some and killing some. Having yet therefore one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last to them, saying, "They will reverence my son." But those farmers said among themselves, "This is the heir, come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." And they took him, killed him, and cast him out of the vineyard. What therefore will the master of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the farmers, and will give the vineyard to others. And have you not read this scripture, "The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner"? This was Yeshua's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes? And they sought to lay hold upon him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them, and they left him, and departed. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees, and of the Herodians, to catch him in his words. And when they had come, they say to him, "Master, we know that you are true, and care for no man, for you do not regard the person of men, but teach the way of Elohim in truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar, or not? Shall we give, or shall we not give?" But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, "Why do you tempt me? Bring me a penny, so that I may see it." And they brought it, and he says to them, "Whose image and superscription is this?" And they said to him, "Caesar's." And Yeshua answering, said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to Elohim the things that are Elohim's." And they wondered at him. Then the Sadducees came to him, who say there is no resurrection, and they asked him, saying, "Master, Moses wrote to us, 'If a man's brother shall die, and leave his wife, and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife, and raise seed for his brother.' Now there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife, and dying left no seed. And the second took her and died, neither did he leave any seed, and the third likewise. And the seven had her, and left no seed. Last of all the woman died also. In the resurrection therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her for a wife." And Yeshua answering, said to them, "Do you not therefore err, because you do not know the scriptures, neither the power of Elohim? For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels who are in heaven. And concerning the dead, that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses, how in the bush Elohim spoke to him, saying, 'I am the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob.' He is not the Elohim of the dead, but the Elohim of the living, you therefore greatly err." And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" And Yeshua answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, 'Hear, O Israel, Yeshua our Elohim is one Yeshua. And you shall love Yeshua your Elohim with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like it, namely this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said to him, "Well, Master, you have said the truth, for there is one Elohim, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Yeshua saw that he answered discreetly, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of Elohim." And no man after that dare ask him any question. And Yeshua answered and said, while he taught in the temple, "How do the scribes say that the Messiah is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Spirit, 'Yeshua said to my master, sit on my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool.' Therefore David himself calls him master, and how is he then his son?" And the common people heard him gladly. And he said to them in his doctrine, "Beware of the scribes, who love to go in long clothing, love salutations in the marketplaces, the chief seats in the synagogues, and the uppermost rooms at feasts. Who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers, these shall receive greater damnation. And Yeshua sat over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many who were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called his disciples, and says to them, Truly I say to you, that this poor widow has cast in more than all those who have cast into the treasury. For they all cast in of their abundance, but she of her want cast in all that she had, even all her living.